it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN from the Lewiston PD, the chief, the big guy, Michael Salata. Chief, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. How are you?
Really, really appreciate it. I know you'll be sending us your card after the interview. But, Chief, let me ask you this. When at the Lewiston PD did you first become aware that things were getting a little bit weird at the crossing?
Throughout the week, we've known there's been issues. Today specifically, we experienced some heavy traffic issues with Lewiston Road as well as Military Road. As you head northbound into the town, which required our patrols to be dispatched and start handling some traffic control. So throughout the week, it's been building up, but I think today it kind of reached its peak with traffic problems.
What have the residents of Lewiston been complaining to you at all about the increase in traffic and, of course, the noise that often accompanies it?
We've received some complaints, mainly regarding tractor trailers pulled over on the side of residential streets and blocking driveways and kind of popping up in places that they're not normally seen. No real issues with noise or any issues related to that. Just more the increased truck traffic on streets that they don't normally see them.
So in a situation like this, Chief, now obviously there are the laws and there is also local police discretion. Have you had to use, shall we say, discretion and judgment with respect to where trucks are allowed to park overnight and where they may not be allowed to park overnight, at least insofar as public property is concerned?
Yeah, so working with the state police as well as Town of Niagara Police, there were some vacant lots in the Town of Niagara. And Wheatfield, the old Summit Park Mall, as well as the old Sam's Club there. And we were directing trucks to stage there and so they could be released to the bridge to cross.
Do you have any indication, you probably have better sources than I do, any indication as to what exactly is going on? Because we keep on hearing software issues on the Canadian side. Are you able to expand upon that at all?
Unfortunately, I'm not. That's the same information that that we've received, is that it's a computer issue that's affecting their ability on the Canadian side to process the trucks.
So I must ask you, because we're dealing with a situation that has fallen into your lap in Lewiston PD, but it also happens to deal with an international crossing, are you working at all with the feds on this?
Personally, we are not. That's being handled more at the state level with the New York State Troopers and government in Albany.
Well, I mean, the reason I would ask that is, again, international, and you guys might not have the resources to, if somebody presents you ID, to validate the ID. That's why I went in that direction.
If there's a traffic stop involving an out-of-state or out-of-country citizen, we can still run those DMV things if needed, but most of our issues and most of our concerns have just been with the traffic control and ensuring that people who are still intending to get to the town can get to the town, and the trucks are put in a place that, you know, it's safe for them and other motorists to proceed.
Do you have any message that you'd like to get out to any truck driver who may have been marooned in Lewiston in terms of what they should or should not do, or just in general general advice?
We just appreciate all the cooperation with both the truck drivers and other motorists. I know it puts a damper on people's days when they're delayed, and what are normal, Lewiston Road and Military Road, which are normal, roads that you can travel with very little delay and taking some people upwards of 30 minutes to make it a few miles. We appreciate their cooperation and following posted detours and the police officers who are out there and following, you know, the directions that they're giving. So just thank you for the cooperation from everybody.
Well, it's times like this, Chief, where people really do need to, number one, cooperate, and number two, not get flustered and frustrated and angry and upset and fall into road rage.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Correct. There's unfortunately, there's not much we can do to change the situation. We're doing our best, and sometimes our reasoning for closing a road or detouring people in a different direction is because it's the best route of travel to get them out of the area or to their destination. And while it may seem silly at the time, there's a method to our madness in ensuring that that we're getting people to where they need to go.
I would imagine that, how are your officers doing at the Lewiston PD? I know you guys adapt very well to the changing and dynamic situations, but has this put any strictures or restraints on the availability and accessibility of your resources or personnel?
Nope. Our patrol officers have done a great job. Our command staff has done a great job, and you know, we were kind of thrown into our laps this morning with the delays that we saw in the coming up with a solution, and everybody worked together great. And you know, even, you know, respond, you know, we were still able to respond to calls for service within the town and, you know, get everything taken care of in the normal service that Lewiston would expect.
Yeah, I know you're busy dealing with events and people in the gorgeous village of Lewiston, but did you have a chance to see the way Niagara Falls looked the other day, like an absolute parking lot?
I did not, no. I've heard some of the horror stories, but I have not seen the result of some of the stuff yet.
Well, you know, the real sad thing here, Chief, is they missed the Peach Festival, and I think, you know, I'd be upset about that. But if you had to focus in on the areas which are most heavily, shall we say, saddled with extra, in particular, truck traffic, those areas would be?
We have seen an increase on Military Road, trying to get to the Upper Mountain Overpass to where the border crossing is. We've seen an increase on Lewiston Road in the area of Niagara University, and even High Park Boulevard coming in from that area, that the small stretch there that's still part of Lewiston. So what's happening is with the thruway being closed down at the town Niagara, Niagara Falls mark, it's forcing people to find other routes, but also the truck drivers are finding those routes as well. And unfortunately, they may not know at the time that it's heading them towards the bridge that they couldn't cross at the time. So those were probably the three major pinch points that we saw.
By the way, I must tell you that as far as the Art Park situation, you guys at the Lewiston PD, and I know Parks Police and State Troopers, they've also been involved, and if I'm leaving anybody out, I apologize, but the way you guys have developed the plan for people getting into, but especially out of Art Park for the concerts, I have to applaud you, because you are a small police department. I know you've worked with other people, but you have gotten a very difficult logistics situation very much under control, and I think you need recognition for that.
I appreciate that, and yeah, it's definitely something like today we've had a lot of practice in. I mean, getting to Art Park is a one-lane road in and a one-lane road out. And over the years, we've developed that, you know, exit strategy to keep Center Street flowing, and I think some of that came into play today.
Now, if there's something you could do for the surface streets by the off-ramps, people trying to get out of the traffic yesterday or today, that'd be appreciated too, since you got this down. Chief, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Is there anything you want to get out there that I may not have specifically asked you?
Nothing particular. Just thank you for having me, and I appreciate everybody's cooperation. And I just will stress to motorists, you know, if you're stuck in delays, just stay calm, and we'll try our best to get you where you need to go as soon as possible.
Chief, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your time. Chief Michael Salada of the Village of Lewiston PD.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.